T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 305 going until 5 p.m. tonight and turning it over to the pregame show for Cardinals baseball. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks, asking St. Louis to join their mission and support Folds of Honor at checkout. Okay. Connecticut has made prison phone calls on the house. The first state to remove the barrier to keeping families in contact in prison. So a vendor with the state had been charging as much as $5 for a 15-minute call home from prison.
You know what? I'm not making fun. The way we talk about getting a mortician, we should get someone, like, everyone's fascinated by prison. But, like, what's it really like? You know, who knows? Jeff Fitter from Super Smokers. His career was working for a company that did all the vending stuff for prisons. So maybe we'll get Fitter.
And of course, Jeff Smith knows.
Yeah, Jeff. Talk to Jeff. Mm-hmm. But like that kind of thing, because I think a lot of people make a lot of money off prisons and prisoners.
Yeah.
So.
My worst nightmare is to go to prison. It's not a good place. It's not a I don't like it when people joke about it. Like when it's like, oh, once you hit the showers, yeah. I hate that.
You've always said that.
It's not funny. It's a nightmare. And, you know, some people in there are terrible people. But there are a lot of guys who messed up and now they're becoming more terrible because they're in this horrific environment.
I just wonder on things like what you're talking about. Say Nick went to prison and I said, well, I'm going to give you $1,000 a month. Can he get it? Can he use it? Can he spend it? Or like the $5 phone call, can you only use like your wages that you get paid for working in the laundry or something?
I think you can send money to people's commissaries.
I feel like people's first instinct would be like, good, charge them $100 phone call. But on the other hand, you know, talking to family and just having a connection to the outside world probably makes them a better prisoner somehow.
Yeah.
You know, just having that connection.
I only went to a prison once at my first big law firm I worked for. One of the guys there was super, super, now I know, liberal, progressive, and he was fighting against the death penalty. Back then, politics meant nothing to me. And I had to go interview this guy. I think his name was Boss Hogg. And he had witnessed a killing that our guy, it was a riot. And the guy that was on death row for stabbing a cop to death. And Boss Hogg, we believe, saw it. So I had to go to this prison and my little, you know, suit and tie, my little briefcase, and walked in, and no one's kidding around at prison. I'll tell you that right now.
When you're trying to get that process.
And so then they took me. I'm sure I didn't go into general population, but they closed the door behind me. And Rach, like you talk about, I knew exactly why I was there. I knew I wasn't staying. I know I wasn't probably going to get attacked, but just bam, behind you, you're like, okay.
I bet that's eerie.
And then guess who also was not in a good mood? Mr. Hogg. He weighed about 600 pounds, and he was in for murder, and he couldn't. The only reason he's talking to me is he gets to do something interesting for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But it was crazy.
I bet.
Just crazy.
I've never been to prison. I've never visited anyone, obviously. I mean, no, wait.
It's an eye-opener.
Second one I have.
It really is.
Yeah.
So now in Connecticut, inmates, including juveniles, will be entitled to at least 90 minutes of phone time per day. And this
that's a lot.
Well, they're saying in the past, these companies were just gouging these families. They're taking advantage of the fact that you're in they're trying to make it the worst possible place. It's prison. I get it. And they're saying, if you want to talk to people who make you feel sane and normal and loved, you're going to have to pay. So,
and I know the whole prison system is always a debate. Are all prisons private now, or are some actually state-run?
I don't know.
Because I know a lot of people make big
both,
money.
But I don't know the breakdown.
Okay. Yeah.
But what they're trying to do is get rid of private enterprise prisons.
Which I understand why.
Yeah.
So, did you guys know that when astronauts are in space, they don't have any way to do their laundry? Mm. So, what they do is they just wear their socks and their underwear for as long as they can until they can't stand it anymore, and then they throw them away.
Wow.
There's no way currently to wash their clothes in space. So, Tide is trying to develop a way for them to launder their clothes in space. Today, it's sending up a pair of Tide detergent and stain removal experiments to the space station so that they can test later this year and next, just to, make it easier on the astronauts.
I wonder if you get just as stinky, because, sweat and bacteria, I guess you just take your bacteria with you, so.
Yeah, but, is there humidity? Can you get sweaty?
All good. You know what we're learning? We don't know much about anything. I want to know about prisons. I want to know about space.
So, at the International Space Station, you guys know what I'm saying.
We know.
Got it.
They throw away tons of dirty clothes every year.
Where do they throw them?
They stuff them in the trash to burn up in the atmosphere aboard discarded cargo ships.
Crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
That's nuts.
Yeah, you think about going to space and you think, they're floating around and they're having fun up there. But little things like this are so, you just don't even pause to think about that. I just thought that was kind of neat.
Mike has spent some time in prison. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
Good, pal.
Good. Your prisons are not all privatized. Most of them are state. Most of them are federal. Mm-hmm. There are a few private ones out there. Now, you're talking about the commissary. Yes, people can send money to these people's books, and they can purchase phone time. In the state penitentiary, it's 5 cents a minute. Mm-hmm. In the county jails, it can cost you as much as 75 cents a minute. So, but you gotta buy the minutes, or the people can buy the minutes on a thing they call not PayPal, but it's
I gotcha.
Send money.
Prison version, yeah. So, Mike, in general, I know that every prison obviously is different, every era of time, but in general, for most of us, all we know is television and movies. Can you compare and contrast the reality?
Well, yeah, easily. I mean, in fact, I know Jeff Smith very well, and I did some things together. In reality, you'd have to have a bunch of time, because I could tell you at all the ins and outs of prison, the downfalls, the budgets that they play with. They make so much money on the commissary, and then they took smoking out of penitentiaries, and so they lost all the tobacco revenue, so they started raising prices. Oh,
man, that's nuts.
They're nuts. Hey, Mike, you just bought yourself a spot on the show. I'm going to put you on hold, and Dave, would you get with Mike, and let's get him in studio if possible? Maybe with Jeff, if they're buddies? Yeah, I want to give him a good long time, not on a bad phone connection.
Man, isn't that sad that they're depending on money from people buying tobacco, and then when they can't do it, they say, okay, well, we'll charge you more for your deodorant. Come on.
I remember years ago you telling me something about women's hygiene products.
Well, they're finally, Bob Onder, who was a part of this bill to finally make them free in Missouri prisons. Yeah. Because these women didn't have the money to spend on pads and tampons every month. So they would get, I think you would get like two, seriously. And it was just, it's not sanitary. It's not right. And you have people out there who are cruel and are not thinking the situation through, and they say, well, they shouldn't have ended up in prison. Well, they're in prison. They can't leave. They can't do anything about it. That's the point of prison. You should be treated like a human being. And if your body's going through something that you can't control, you should have the ability to keep yourself clean.
Completely agree.
It's just nuts that it was ever like that.
Yeah. I mean, like Trish said, it's prison. We all get it.
Mm-hmm.
We're sending you here because we're mad at you. but
you have to keep piling on.
Yeah, agreed.
You treat people like humans. Come on, man. Okay, moving on with headlines. Bumble is a dating app. They are calling their workers resilient and are giving everyone who works for the company an entire paid week off as a way to thank their team as an effort to decrease burnout within the company.
That's really nice.
So they do still have a skeleton staff working just so the app is able to stay online. But then those people will get a separate paid week off later this year.
That's good.
Yeah, it's neat. I would like to see more companies do that.
So many times in my experience, companies, and I think the bigger the corporation, the worse the company it is. We work for a big one. They just do happy, happy horse crap. They do stuff that no one cares about. I don't need your bottles. I don't need your this. I don't need your that. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
You come in and say, like, hey, you get 2 weeks of vacation. Now you get three. That's a real thing. That's
wonderful.
I just
don't get why more people don't figure that out. Like, you're going to work harder if you have perks like that. You're going to look forward to it. You're going to have a better attitude about the company you work for. Why aren't more people treating people like that? I don't get it.
I think a lot of times, this is my personal pet theory, dinks get promoted way up in a company and they never really knew what it was like to be a part of a crowd. And now they've completely forgotten and they're power drunk. And they're like, hey, you know what these idiots would like? This. You're like, what are you talking about? I don't even want that.
I want a day off.
Yeah, quit making me do stuff I don't want to do.
Final story here. There is an unusually bold coyote in Alberta, Canada.
That's a great band name.
Who is facing a death sentence because this coyote will not stop going into towns and attacking people like over and over again.
It's a coyote.
The city says that the animal hasn't responded to, quote, hazing exercises meant to teach it to associate humans with unpleasant experiences like loud noises. So they're trying to bully the coyote out of the area and he's refusing. He attacked a woman in her garden. He attacked a woman playing with her daughters in a cul-de-sac, and a third woman in her 60s had to visit a hospital after she was bitten on the leg outside of her house.
So the coyote's only attacking women,
only
too.
Females.
It's a coyote, right?
One coyote is facing the death sentence if he gets caught because he is too bold and brash.
So when Bolger lived here, he had a nice house, obviously, and it was on land, but why are you laughing?
Well, was it on sea?
It was on.
He means
some
like
land.
On property.
It was
like
on property. Yes. And he had a German Shepherd and he had a Golden Retriever, and the German Shepherd was not kidding. I mean, this dog was tough, and he had like a big, big backyard, and we would set up on the patio and watch. And Jack was the dog's name, since passed away. Would go down in by the woods. And the coyotes would send out one coyote. Hunters know about this. I'm not an outdoorsman. One coyote would come out and act like it was injured. And so Jack would run down there, and then all the other coyotes would come after it.
Are you serious?
Oh, they're really smart. Super cunning animals. Yeah.
Wow. And Jack would fall for it every time?
Well, kind of. Yeah, like Mark had to really, really watch and be careful because
they're a huge problem in Los Angeles, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A podcaster that it's not on anymore, unfortunately, but he was talking about how he was so worried about his little dogs being attacked by coyotes because they kept entering his yard that they had to buy wolf urine off of the internet because that's one of the things to get coyotes to stay away is like a more dangerous creature. And if you can spray your yard with that, it's a repellent, but like nothing else was working. They had to buy wolf pee online.
Wow.
This is probably some guy just peeing in bottles.
Exactly. Like, yeah, this is from a genuine wolf.
100%, right? I'm like, that's a business? You kidding me?
He's going to have a side up soon.
Just listen to music.
Who is this? It's
I have no idea.
Boogie Boogie. Who is it? Something.
A Taste of Honey.
Oh, okay. They had a couple. Do you see that Wingstop is opening up Thighstop?
Oh, it's a whole separate restaurant?
Yeah.
Man, that was the last time I got food poisoning was Wingstop.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't bad. It was just, it wasn't food poisoning. You can't call it that. I just have this habit.
That went back quick.
It just made me feel very sick because I ordered way too much food. And there's something about like...
So you ate too much.
Yeah, I just ate way too much.
I love you so much. The last time I got food poisoning was Wingstop. Well, it wasn't food poisoning. I just ate too much.
Oh. I got really excited because Wingstop is the bomb.
You've told me that. I've never had it.
Dude, their fries are so good. It's almost like they put sugar on the fries
or
something.
Where is it? I don't even know.
There's one off of Grand, which I went to go pick my meal up from there and like half the sign was out. It was like, up. Like, and then there's one up in the Central West End that I've driven by a couple times.
I've never heard of
good.
It. Until now.
Okay, this is going to make me seem stupid. Maybe I am. They've opened Thigh Stop because there's a shortage of wings. But for every thigh, isn't there a wing?
Yeah, you would think so.
But I think more people are buying the wings.
So they're just throwing the thighs away?
I mean, this is the thing. I know that it is. And I think it's because of the pandemic. Now I'm going to have to Google it. I'm serious. Like, a lot of restaurants are having this problem about with wings because they're so expensive right now. Wing shortage.
Oh, so it's a ghost restaurant.
What's that mean?
It means, or a ghost kitchen. So that's when, like, if Capital Grill had a ghost kitchen and it was, like, the Capital Wingstop, it would just be, they make it there, but they brand it as something else. So when you order it off of Postmates or whatever.
Yes.
It's kind of like how Chuck E. Cheese pretended to be, like, your neighborhood pizza joint.
Pasquale's,
that was,
right?
Yeah, Pasquale's was the ghost kitchen of Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. All right, are you ready for some info here?
Sure.
It is because of the pandemic. There is a shortage. Hold on. Oh, this article is so long. Okay, so. So people were just buying so much chicken wings during the pandemic.
Guilty.
Yeah, that the National Chicken Council is already ahead of the messaging around the shortage.
The what?
The National Chicken Council.
Oh, I've got to get on that. I've always wanted to be on a board. That's one thing I have not checked the box on. I've got to get on the chicken council.
So they're leaning into the harsh winter as a root cause and indicating that extra time is needed to have supply catch up with demand due to the impacted chicken flocks.
Man, I love a chicken thigh, though. Yum, yum. Mm,
I like a wing.
I like a wing, too. I honestly like it all. Probably the drumstick is my least favorite part.
Yeah.
But as a kid, you always wanted that because I don't know why, but I feel like all kids want the drumstick.
I love wings, but they got to be really kind of overcooked.
I like an overcooked wing, too.
And then there's always going to be that time that the vein gets stuck in your teeth like dental floss. And then there's that little flap that I can't help but bite. You know? You with me?
Are you? Is this in the mini joint or the drummy part?
I think it's on the drummy.
I feel like the flaps are all over the place.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot going on.
You got to get the trashed wings. You ever had those?
Yes.
What's that mean?
they fry them and then they fry them again. It's like double fry.
Yeah. So they fry them.
Sign me up.
Then they put the sauce on before they fry them second time.
I get them a lot from Nick's Pub in the city. Has great trashed wings.
Okay.
I recommend that to anybody.
So does Billy G's in Kirkwood.
Yes,
really
they do.
Good. Frankie G's.
Anything with G?
You know what? I'll get some.
Davey G's?
Dave G's, sure. Maybe they'll open a new one.
You keep talking about this food you're going to get.
I'm going to get... Do you want me to bring that in tomorrow? I'll get them on my way in.
Sure.
Well, I got to see what time
they're going to say tomorrow. No.
Well, I didn't know what you guys wanted to do. Forget it. I'll do it another day, but I'm getting trashed wings. We'll have St. Raymond's tomorrow.
Trish's trashed wings.
Yes.
There's your side hustle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
335 DGS. Kevin Wheeler's segment is sponsored by The Good Feet Store. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at The Good Feet Store. I like working with Wheeler and Wrecker because they both make me feel like a better guy.
It's my job, man.
Wrecker can't tell you enough how he doesn't care about anything. And Wheeler just now goes like, oh, yeah, my wife might like that. She likes all those England shows.
Yeah, she does. She watches everything. BBC, that's on PBS, all that Masterpiece Theater. Well, I don't even know. Maybe that's not British, but... I watched some of them. I watched the Sherlock series with her. Those are cool.
Those are really good.
Yeah, those are good. There's some other one that I watched too. I can't.
I'm like your wife in many ways. But one of the primary
You're
ways.
You're in love with Kevin.
Yeah.
I don't want to sleep with you.
That goes without saying.
But no, I love those shows. Anything for yeah. I have a real inferiority thing. Like if it's made somewhere else, I'm like, oh, it's gonna be way better than what we do.
You think it's smarter?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
It's simpler. It's usually more simple, right? I mean. First of all, the people
You didn't think we'd understand what simpler means? Yeah, so you had to modify that?
Well, I mean, I was going to say means it makes it easier, but I felt like that might be redundant. Everybody looks like a normal human, generally speaking. You know, where American TV shows, everybody's a model, everybody's pretty. Mm. And then they don't throw in a lot of times the extra stuff. I was just complaining about this during the break because, you know, you go see a big action movie and you're like, okay, the world is ending. It's the apocalypse. But we have this little love story we have to tell you about over on the side. Like, what's the stupid asteroid movie with Bruce Willis and all that?
Armageddon.
We didn't need any of the
We don't
Liv
need
Tyler.
The care.
Yeah, yeah. The world's ending, man. That's a big enough reason. We don't need to like.
But that was for the women. Like, the women want to see the love story, maybe.
In the middle of the world
Why
ending?
Not?
I mean,
is the world really ending?
Well, it was supposed to be. I mean, like, if that's not enough to get you. Emotional. I don't know, man. I'd like.
Have you guys seen the Steve Carell like searching for someone for the end of the world? Have
no.
you seen that
no.
one?
No.
You would like it because it's that take. It's like the world's ending. There's one point where who's my boy? Ray Tice told you someone's husband looked like the guy from. Oh crap. Anyway,
I don't know. I'm sorry.
That guy from that movie, like my dad.
I'll think of it.
You
anyway,
know the guy.
He, like, his kid is drinking vodka out of the bottle and playing in the fire, and he's like, who cares? Like, we have 20 days. Who cares? But in one scene, a wife is trying to make out with her husband's friend. And he goes, hey, you're Bob's. And she goes, no one's anyone's anything anymore. But it was like, wow, yeah. Like, Steve Carell's wife literally just gets out of the car and runs away from him. Yeah, she's just like, well, yep. I got 20 days.
Making out with my husband's friend.
But it seemed like that's possibly more the way it would go.
I would
How
say,
would it
yeah.
go? Like, we got, hey, you got 20 days. Comet's coming. There's not anything we can do. You got 20 days.
Yeah.
So probably everybody just, quits.
Do you well, do I mean, anything, nobody goes to work.
Do you do anything
nobody
goes normal? To work.
No,
I'm just gonna eat and hang out. Eat the best stuff you can find, hang
it's
out with your family,
though,
and then
nobody would be working. In
probably
the
try
stores.
Every drug imaginable. What the heck? Get addicted? Oh well.
Someone has an intervention with you.
Like
with 2 days, 8 hours left.
You gotta get right, son.
You don't want to go out this way.
That's exactly how I want to go out. I'm going to go up in flames. I don't want to feel it.
You're wearing a diaper covered in nacho cheese.
Playing video games.
Rach, what is this story Michael Calhoun just reported?
So IKEA is in trouble right now because in Atlanta, they wanted to have a Juneteenth celebration. So they decided to do a meal for the employees. And there's a screenshot of the actual email here on TMZ. They say, to honor the perseverance of Black Americans and to acknowledge the progress yet to be made, we observe Juneteenth on Saturday, June 19th. We'll be showcasing a compilation of videos. Now, look out for a special menu on Saturday, which will include fried chicken, watermelon, mac and cheese, potato salad, collard greens, and candied yams. So people are saying... Wow, okay. You're trying to do like a soul food menu, but you don't know what you're talking about. And a bunch of people are super offended. And 20 employees called out from work when they got the email.
So this was IKEA wide?
This was in Atlanta.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, they gave the excuse of like, we were trying to do a soul food menu, but they just completely.
What do you not get here? What do you.
Missed the mark there.
I mean, it's. Kind of fallen in the lines of that conversation we had last week about like everybody knows about the Holocaust. Like, doesn't everybody know not to do things like that?
Yeah.
It's amazing what people don't know. Like, it really is.
Like, just
was it,
was
it the Swedish people that did it, or was it like American people? Because if it's Swedish people, right. I might understand, right. like, you know, the culture difference and not truly getting that. But yeah.
But just the fact that fried chicken and watermelon were the first two menu items. Like, fried chicken, yeah. okay, everyone loves fried chicken, yeah. but like the stereotype associated with, like, you have all these other sides. Watermelon is a fruit. Why would you name that second, other than it's like you're trolling right. people and you're trying to. You think you're being smart and slick or something.
One of my buddies on air down at 104.1 said that she and one of our other buddies got to something. I don't think it was the Indy race, but it was something like that, where there's like a media tent. And they got there late. And the only food left was fried chicken and watermelon. And there was nothing intentional. It's just what was left.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to our one buddy, "We're not doing it." She's like, "I'm not sitting at that picnic table with you and eating this." And yeah. he's like, "I'm starving." She's like, "It's not going to happen."
It's kind of my end right there.
Out of it. No offense. Man. It was just like, "We're not doing this."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They altered the menu then. Did you see that? And then added cornbread, mashed potatoes, and meatloaf.
To somehow.
Meatloaf.
Just meatloaf. To like.
Wipes away all the sins of the yeah. past.
Mom, get the meatloaf!
But we had the meatloaf.
It's okay, it's okay. Just go get the meatloaf. It's going to be fine.
What do we do? What do we do? Get some high-ho crackers, stat. Okay, Cardinals?
Yeah, they got a series start tonight. Okay. Taking on Detroit. You got 13 games against terrible teams in a row. So, and they called up a guy with a really cool name today.
I heard about this.
Lars Nootbaar.
Yeah. This is
Lars
great.
Nootbaar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been hitting pretty well. At AA and AAA, but he has one of the most entertaining names to say.
Yeah.
And his middle name is, I think his full name is like Lars Taylor Tetsuji Nootbaar.
Damn. Where's he from? What's his nationality?
I don't know. As far as I know, I mean, he's just California.
Man.
As far
if
as I know.
His middle name was Footbar, I would quit my job and just
I'll tell you this,
him.
If he's any good, you might be seeing something coming to Schnooks at some point yeah. in the next couple years.
When I talked to Rooney, Rooney itself admittedly does not follow the farm club much.
Right, right.
And I know you do.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
So by the time we get to the end of the year, who are some of the highlights? I heard you talking about this the other day on your show. A couple of big highlights that may be making up to the big club.
Yeah, the guys you want to keep an eye on for later are like Matthew Liberatore, who's, again, really young, but he's a top 100 prospect.
Is he the 19-year-old you talked about?
No, that's Jordan Walker. That's one. We won't see him for a couple years, but he was the first-round pick last year. He's like 6'5", 240, third baseman, and he's 19 years old. Hit 3 home runs last week. He's just crushing bombs.
How young are you allowed to go even look at a kid play ball?
Well, you can't. So there's two different standards. If they're playing anywhere but the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico, you can sign them as young as 16. So if you're in the Dominican, if you're in Venezuela, they can sign as young as 16 years old.
Okay. Is the Dominican just one big ball field and a
yes.
bunch of scouts at this point?
Pretty much. Pretty much. That's like their industry is baseball.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy that so many players come from this tiny little place. And obviously they have a lot of baseball infrastructure there. It's like their passion, right? I mean, the country loves it. But they also, you know, I mean, a lot of those kids, it's very poor. A lot of those kids are sometimes in school and sometimes not. I mean, you know, the baseball academies help them go to school. You know, they get to do that. So it's one of those interesting dynamics. Like Cuba's kind of the same way. Cuba mm-hmm. puts out a lot of baseball players. It's not a big island, mm-hmm. but they love baseball, and it's their number one thing. So that's what you get.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Like I was a soccer player, and still to this day, like, why do we suck internationally? Because everyone on this team played nothing but soccer
yeah.
for the past 20 years.
Yeah, it's too many professional leagues in the U.S. drawing talent, right? Like, if you go to the best athletes in England are playing soccer. The best athletes in France are playing soccer.
Okay.
The best athletes in the U.S. are playing soccer and hockey and basketball and baseball and yeah. football and college football. Like, there's just so much competition for the top-tier yeah. athletes.
But unless you grow up in a soccer family here in the States, Granite City, South City kind of thing,
yeah.
if you're 6'5", 240 pounds, ripped, you're not going to go into soccer.
No.
You're going to try and get to the NFL or the NBA.
Yeah, or baseball. Whatever. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You have all these other paths that have... You know, not only do they have the college path, but the straight to the pros path, too. So,
gotcha.
That's the way it goes.
So if we're going to make a move, this would be the time to do it for the Cardinals.
I mean, the next 13 games are where you can make up some ground. The crazy thing is, you're only 3.5 games out of first place.
Yeah, we're real
lucky. You're like 11-18 over the last month, and you're only 3.5 games out. And think of it, like, the only difference is the Cubs swept you. That's the difference between first place and not. So
that's true.
I guess it's good to be in the division.
Cool. Thanks, Cap. Appreciate it. 352 DGS. We have Paranormal Tuesday coming up at the top of the hour. Right now, we have a giveaway for you.
Caller number 5 at 314-531-1120 wins a pair of tickets to see Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters Thursday, August 26th at the Factory in Chesterfield. Tickets are on sale now at thefactorystl.com. That's caller number 5 at 314-531-1120.
Trish, what do you got?
I just saw this on KMOX.com.
Hey.
It's a cash quest.
I wouldn't believe it.
8-week scavenger hunt that's taking place in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
The Wildlife Command Center is putting this on. So it starts July 1st. You have to register as a team, by the way. And there will be 12 treasure chests hidden around St. Louis. Each box will have a Wildlife Command Center sticker on it and a $100 bill inside. And all boxes will be placed inside a plastic bag. If you find the box, you keep the cash.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give out clues, hints through a series of YouTube videos. And the first one goes live at like on July 1st, 10:02. So if you find 10 of the 12 boxes, the grand prize is $10,000. But if no one finds 10, then the team with the most box, I want to do this. You have to have 6 people on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, Dave, do you want to be on a team?
God, no.
Rachel?
Yes, I would love to. I know she would be on my team if I were asking.
Thank
so,
you.
Yes, yeah. I'll be on the team.
Do I have to do anything?
Do I have to do anything? Like,
find
what do I have to
boxes.
Do? I think we just have to do what Trish tells us to do.
If you find a treasure chest, you must take a selfie that contains yourself, the treasure chest, and the secret hiding spot. I think it sounds fun.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
KMOX.com. That's how you can find all the rules and sign up for that.
Are we allowed to do it?
We need more of these kinds of games in the world.
It's not a KMOX thing, right? It's the wildlife thing.
No,
okay, so then we're allowed to do
it. The article is on KMOX.com.
Gotcha.
That's where I saw it. I was like, ooh, scavenger hunt, cash quest.
Way, way, way back, I was dating this girl. And her friend was dating a treasure boat captain in Florida.
What?
Yeah. So
a treasure boat
captain. Yeah.
So they go out and look for treasures?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be stupid. I did not know that was a real thing.
Yeah, yeah. So we went down there for a few days, and I got to hang out with the treasure boat captain. And he's exactly what you would picture. He's just kind of a big, fat, real tan guy with long hair that wore like a necklace with a gold doubloon he had found. And he was on like Discovery Channel and stuff
where they found
a bunch of stuff, but they found one really big wreck that made them rich. And
so he just continuously goes out and searches for boats that have capsized or people
he
drop
was,
stuff.
Yeah, he
what?
Was not a treasure specialist. He was a captain. And so he was the captain of the boat, and he would get them where they needed to go. Then they would do their thing, but he got a share, and it was cool.
That's so interesting. I would like to go on that.
Yeah, it was cool.
So for this contest here in the city, you will be disqualified if you break any laws, if you're caught stealing, trespassing, or colluding with other teams.
I don't have to worry about that. Not with Team Gazelle.
No, they're not getting nothing from me.
This is all you're going to talk about now, isn't it? Every time we go to break.
I really want to do this.
Do we get matching t-shirts?
Kidding. Sure.
Cool.
I'm going to get us matching snuggies. Will you wear one?
Here they come.
Summer.
Here comes the Trish team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.